Tommy had a good workout, ended up in a 3-1 win, and Liam Hughes capped it off with a cracking goal at the end.
Yeah, I think that's what Hughesy brings. You know, I think everybody can see how much technical ability Hughesy's got. I think I didn't think for 75, 80 minutes that he'd packed his shooting boots tonight. He was dragging them all over the place, but that's what he's got. It's popped up nice for him. He's gone and volleyed it, and that's a goal to be proud of at any level of football. That's one hell of a strike. In terms of the whole performance, I said I wanted a win tonight. I wanted a more attacking performance where we'd create a little bit more, and I think we did that. We probably should have scored more goals, but to be honest with you, I think there's a lot of positives tonight. Stevie Thompson, you know, playing out of position. We played him there for a reason, because we knew he'd get the miles in. I thought he was outstanding all evening. And you look through that team, I thought Ben O'Hanlon was back on it, and I think it really shows when our fullbacks aren't on it. I think it really takes a big dimension out of our play. Tonight, our fullbacks were superb, and I thought through the game, I was really happy, and to get your two strikers on the score sheet as well was a big bonus.
And you put some youngsters on as well, who did very well indeed in the last 15, 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, and three 16-year-olds, and obviously Gloves is still 17, so really, really positive. I thought Banksy at left-back, Kieran Banks, I was winding Ben O'Hanlon up, saying, you know, he's gonna push you this season. You know, Liam Gardner came on at right back. He's naturally centre half, but thought he looked bright. And I think big Brandon Morrison, I think he's somebody that I'm really looking forward to working with. Big strong boy, really coachable. And like I say, I was really pleased with all the substitutions tonight. I thought Mitch Glover again showed his quality on the ball, and Harvey Saunders. You know, I think Harvey's Harvey at the minute. He's untouchable. Probably should have scored that trick. Was probably unfortunate not to grab his goal, but again, he worked tirelessly hard, and again, he made an impact from the substitutes bench.
Defensively, though, maybe let a soft goal in early on, which you might not be happy with.
I think it's recognising, just because it's the occasion against a weaker opponent, if you like. I think sometimes people can get complacent. We didn't get into our shape quick enough. One ball, midfield runner wasn't dealt with, and obviously two flicks and it's in the back of your net, and I think that was within 5 minutes, and I think that was just probably taking the game a little bit too lightly, which is something that me and Whitey tried to prevent. But that's back-to-back games now where we've conceded from a set play, and it's something that we will be working on next week.
That was the last public friendly. There's going to be the Legends game on Sunday, which is probably a 45-minute workout before you and Whitey and all the others come on, and then there might be a behind-closed-doors game next week.
Yeah, I think that's what we're looking at. You know, we obviously had Kersden watch now, and Spennymoor. So we're gonna put the lads into a shape next week to mimic Kersden and work on our strengths and where we can exploit them and where we think they're gonna cause us a bit of problems. So big week next week, but obviously before that we have the Legends game, which I think is gonna be one of them games for the fans to really come in and enjoy. I think it's one where the lads can have a lot of pictures with former Premier League superstars. And I say I'm looking forward to the day, but I won't be taking much from the performance of individuals and collectively. I think it's going to be very light-hearted. I want to get the lads through the game unscathed and ready to work for next week.